In this tutorial, we will review core measure number 16 of the Meaningful Use Stage 2 objectives. The objective for core measure 16 is to have the capability to submit electronic data to immunization registries or immunization information systems in accordance with applicable laws and practices, unless otherwise prohibited. The objective for core measure 16 is to have the capability to submit electronic data to immunization registries or immunization information systems in accordance with applicable laws and practices, unless otherwise prohibited. As mentioned, the immunization registry submission measure is now a core measure for Meaningful Use Stage 2. This measure was previously a menu measure for the Stage 1 objectives. The measure requires that each eligible provider successfully submit ongoing electronic immunization data through MedEnt to an immunization registry for the entire meaningful use reporting period. The measure requires that each eligible provider successfully submit ongoing electronic immunization data through MedEnt to an immunization registry for the entire meaningful use reporting period. In order to export an immunization registry, your office must have the data export module enabled in MedEnt. If this feature is not currently enabled in your system, please contact MedEnt support to receive a quote for the module. MedEnt is certified to submit immunization registries using HL7 version 2.5.1. It is important that all users check the MedEnt manual to review your state's registry's ability.
There is no report associated with the immunization registry measure, and in MedEnt, all eligible providers will attest whether they meet the measure requirements. Directly from the Meaningful Use dashboard. In the Measures Not Met section, click over the Immunization Registry div. The pop-up displays options for the eligible provider to meet the measure or claim an exclusion for the measure. The MedEnt manual can be accessed directly from the pop-up and should be used to review your state registry's ability to accept immunization data. When attesting yes for meeting the measure requirements,
a pop-up will appear containing the acceptable methods the provider could use to meet the measure. Please read through the methods that are available and select the option that pertains to the specific provider. If the eligible provider can claim an exclusion for the immunization registry measure, click the Set Exclusion option on the bottom of the pop-up. Another pop-up will appear and display the acceptable exclusion criteria. There are several variations of exclusions that an eligible provider can claim for Core Measure Number 16. The provider can be excluded from reporting if they do not administer any immunizations to any of the populations for which data is collected by their jurisdictions. If at the beginning of the reporting period, the provider operates in a jurisdiction where no immunization registry is capable of accepting the specific standards required for certified electronic health record systems, the provider can be excluded. An exclusion can also be claimed if the provider's jurisdiction has no immunization registry that provides timely information on their capability to receive immunization data. Finally, if the provider operates in a jurisdiction for which no immunization registry or immunization information system is able to enroll any additional eligible providers, the provider can be excluded. Once the provider has indicated a method for meeting the measure's requirements, or an exclusion is met, the immunization registry measure will be moved to the Measures Met section of the Meaningful Use Dashboard. once the provider has indicated a method for meeting the measure's requirements or an exclusion is met, the immunization registry measure will be moved to the measure's met section of the Meaningful Use Dashboard. This concludes the Meaningful Use Stage 2 Immunization Registry video tutorial.